Happiness and character left alone turn into weeds. Each must constantly be cultivated. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, and all sorts of things here in Campo, California, bringing you instant illumination. Happiness and character left alone turn into weeds. Each must constantly be cultivated. Cultivating happiness and character seems like an interesting problem that many of us would have. How do we cultivate happiness and character? Well, I've been working with a wonderful man down in Nigeria, in Africa. His name is O-K-E-C-H-U-K-W-U and U-K-W-U. He goes by the nickname O-K. He's a rather remarkable man and has been studying with us now for quite some time, finishing his undergraduate program and working on his ministerial program. The final step on his ministerial program is writing his thesis, Why I Want to Be a Minister. And so this fantastic man, successful in many businesses, having many wives that Nigeria allows, having many children, wonderful big family, and well and orderly children, beautifully behaved. I've met them all and baptized many of them. Beautiful kids. And also, he has studied under many different religions and many different philosophies. And finally, he came to God Unlimited. And when he did, he says, "Ha, Eureka!" Well, let's share his thesis because I find it an exciting little adventure. You're supposed to write why I want to be a minister as a thesis. And so here's what he's done. He's entitled it, Why I Am Designed to Be a Minister. Now, would that we could all say that, then we would have happiness and character turning into the brightest, most beautiful blooms in our garden. Each must be cultivated, and he is cultivating them very beautifully. He writes, I have been studying under various known schools of thought for many years as a metaphysician, and never any time have I thought of being a minister. I never intended to be a minister. I never, never, never intended to be a minister. I've always been very careful in selecting my words when I am called upon to work with my communities and help them with their problems, and this happens quite often. But I'm ever so gently, softly, and kindly, and politely working with them during the turmoils and the unrest. When I meet a person or group of people, I'm always giving them my light touch of radiant cheers. And as I do this, happy thoughts fill my mind, and I smile and even break forth in joyful laughter. I spread gladness wherever I go, and I do appreciate the joyfulness that makes the company of others such a wonderful pleasure to be with. And by this act of mine, I make life and living fun. I could not have left what I could not leave doing as all these acts and behaviors as they are eternalized in me unless I am designed to be a minister. For many years now, I have been involved in many disputes in my village as a moderator and mediator in many capacities, settling disputes and irritating peace moves, initiating peace moves and progressive developments, and amending relationships, doing lots of what I call an attitudinal healing. An attitudinal healing.
I like that word.
Harmonizing people's minds, sharing my love and compassion to those that demand it, being unconditionally loving without knowing actually what I was doing. I was going around and fondly and flawlessly loving everyone. I love what I was doing, and since I love what I was doing, it was no effort to me to keep on doing it. I doubt if I ever truly mastered anything I have ever done in my life, unless I mastered it with love. Whether it was a skill, a fortune, my own body and mind, an organization and art and science, or myself as a religion, people and are my creation. I sustain my love and faith in my love in all that I do in love. With all these services to myself, I see unconditional love as a reality of my being. As Paul said in the Bible, love, the greatest of these, is love. Love is eternal, and there are inspired messages, but they are only temporary. The messages of love remain forever. Unconditional love remains the only apparatus that unlocks all doors. People call me by many names: a godly man, John the Baptist, the people's lover, our good man, our big son, our big brother, and many more. What would I have to do with these names? And what do these names mean to me? Would it change me from being what I am? Hence, I have been living the I am. Once upon a time, Jesus asked his disciples in the Bible, "Whom do you say I am?" Some answered, "He is John the Baptist," and some Elijah, and still others said, "He was the prophet." But Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." It happened that in one of the occasions I was presiding over a disputed matter, and a woman guest came to me during the meeting, and she asked, "Who do people call this brother okay?" They said, "I am their big brother," and the woman stirred her eyes in the sky in futility, and then she turned her eyes on me, and she said, "This man is a beloved minister of God. For no one can do the things he has been doing unrelented all the while, except he be a true minister of God," she told the group. She turned to me and looked with a beauty and a love and a caringness and gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek. It stirred my soul. This was the moment in my life that the thought of being a minister came into my mind as a reality. At a time it calls for my looking over again my modus operandi that earns me these names. I would not wait to be an ordained minister before living the reality of my being. Since this habit now is inherent in me, always was, I don't have to import it with my ordination as a minister. It is already eternalized in me. I have to live it to be a minister. And since there never has been any dream to be a minister, how do I realize it? We can realize our undreamt dream if we believe that everything is possible and that all is good and very good. And then all good finds its way through us. It is an unthought dream realized. The Church of God Unlimited thought this undreamt dream through with me. They came and restored what had been in existence in me for more and greater rendezvous. Ever since my creation, things just flow on its own to me, rather really out of me, urging me to accept and to be. I now accept and am a minister because I have been living my ministership, preaching to no one but myself, and knowing no one but all my creation are me. And I really mean to say that everyone is my creation and everyone is me. And so as I was preaching my best sermons to myself, I was also preaching it to my entire universe. Since I am indifferent from my universe, I am one as all. I carry along my creation and my universe, always identifying myself with my universe, that they are always seeing themselves as an indivisible presence working to achieve but one goal, and this is being themselves or ourselves and having fun being ourselves. This is what I am as a minister, being myself and having fun. Now, living as a minister, what does it mean to live as a minister? Do I have to live what is within me, that I have been living? Or do I have to live differently from what I have been living, by which is known to be the life of a minister? I now live the very best in me and in all of my creation. living the very best is loving my creation with unconditional love, seeing all of my creation with my pure white light of love, and I behold wholeness and perfection in my creation, even as I do in myself. I create a perfect universe and a harmonious environment filled with beauty, peace, and serenity. I say to my universe, I like me, I like me. And my universe is happy with this awareness that I am God. God I am. I've always known it. It always knew it. Through my affirming this reality of my being, I rejuvenate all of the energies and powers and the elections of my body, streaming electrons of my body, streaming from my brain cells, nerves, muscles, veins, down to my toes, telling them to be whole and perfect. This is the trueness of my being, and they are now responsive to my loving thoughts and acts as they speak to me as a minister. Now, what's about is my life as a minister? To me, my life and my living may not be the same. My life as a minister of the Church of God Unlimited has to be ordered by the principles laid down by the Church of God Unlimited. Every game has its rules, and I observe the rules, and I am a good player. And by observing the rules, I cease to be autonomous in my decisions in my day running of the Church God Unlimited ministry. This commands discipline and obedience to the authorities, and this demands a total new life for me. Remember, what I am learning is the rule of the game. While playing this game, I am being observed by my referees as never to violate the rules of the game, and I am so tactful and careful in observing these rules of the game as to earn an obedience player reward and to be recommended for further awards. This is how to live a life as a minister of the Church of God Unlimited. As a good and perfect minister, I am the game and the player, as well as the referee and all of the spectators. As a minister, I live my belief, and I am conceptualized. My conceptualized views are always obeying my inner teacher and following its dictates. Now, you noticed, I said, I am supposed to follow the rules. I am supposed to follow the rules of the game. And then, remember, I am the game, and I am the player, as well as the referee, as well as the spectators. And I remember that. A minister's game is a game of an increased awareness of who I really am. A minister is the counselor and the counselee. A minister knows everything begins with him. A minister is a teacher. A minister teaches that he is persuaded by his inner teacher and that there is nothing unclean of itself but to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean. In other words, I live a clean, wonderful life. He sees all things from the purity of his mind. He sees his creations whole and perfect. He acknowledges all positive intentions. He practices introspection on a regular basis as to convert his consciousness and transform his environment. The only effort it takes him is to be self-disciplined, which is what we learned when we were learning to play the rules of the game. Be self-disciplined of thought, be self-disciplined of emotions, and all of his reactions to life, or my reactions to life. A minister's best way to arrive at this positive living toward life is to realize that spiritual substance and presence is in everything. He lives all of these positive lives, and above all of these, he has faith in himself that he is the allness of all there is, the omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence, everywhere present, all-knowing, and all-powerful. And the response of Jesus to his disciples was, Verily, verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say to this mountain, Be ye removed, and be ye cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. This is the counseling of the Master, who has faith in himself. Whosoever has faith in himself will do greater works in his ministry. Our brother Jesus' emphasis that among all who were born of woman, there is no one greater than John the Baptist. But that the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Now notice that statement. The least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. A minister lives in the kingdom within him. He is his kingdom. And his spiritualized body and consciousness is greater than any man born of woman. He is God in expression. He is God in fact. He lives and what he believes in himself. He takes a lead in everything he teaches, and he is always what he teaches. He doesn't have to teach anything outside his belief for avoidance of violating the rules of the game, which he is. He is the pure consciousness that attracts all consciousness. He is an unconditional love, perfect and permanent peace. So harmonious in uplifting his creation, so calm and ever kind. A minister is a practitioner. He speaks his word of wholeness and his universe is whole. He sees the whole world ever so good and loving. He is contented and independently wealthy, living in abundance of his eternal blessedness. A minister creates a perfect world for his living, and he is the perfection of his being, perfectly everywhere and every thing in his universe, perfecting everywhere and everything in his universe. A minister is a practitioner. He is the word that says, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. And he is whole and perfect. And so it is. What an amazing boy. You too can walk in this perfect path. If you will take happiness and character in your life, and turn it into the magic and the music that you are, you will find that the doorways to all good open up to you and are open right now. Every man, woman, and child born onto any existence at all is a minister, is one who teaches what they believe. You're ministering unto your own faith, unto your own belief. And if you have a good belief, a desirable belief according to the community, then you're a good minister. And if you have an undesirable belief according to the community in which you live and the world in which you live, then you're an undesirable minister. And we must always keep that in mind. A minister is a very special program. A minister is a very special statement that must be honored at all times and believed in at all times. And when you honor that and believe it, at all times, you have put into motion the most wonderful gift that could ever be given. This is Dr. Barley bringing you the instant illumination. And happiness and character left alone turn into weeds. Each must constantly be cultivated. Know this is true for yourself now and always, and you will enjoy a life more fulfilled and more beautiful than anything you could ever imagine. Have a lovely day and know that all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.